Welcome to Minnesconsin.
Welcome to Wiscasota.
Whatever you call it, Minnesota and Wisconsin are neighbors in a unique corner of the upper Midwest. It's a place of winding rivers, deep blue lakes, endless trails.
And don't forget the cheese.
I'm Mark Niklosky, a lifelong Minnesota journalist from Duluth who's traveled the world and knows my home state is more than snow, cold, and losing football teams.
I'm Keith Uhlig. I live in Wausau, right in the center of the state, and I write for the newspaper here.
Join us as we explore all the beauty, culture, and adventure in the great states of Wisconsin and Minnesota.
If you live here, we'll take you beyond the farm fields and Twin Cities nightlife.
If you're visiting, we'll show you all the places that make our state special.
Join us on our adventures in Wiscasota.
You mean Minnesconsin.
No, Wiscasota.
Minnesconsin.
Wiscasota.
Minnesconsin.
Wiscasota.
There they go, Jerry and Earl, leading us into another episode of Minnesconsin and Wiscasota with the Bartender Polka. Hello, everybody out there. I am Mark Niklosky in Duluth.
Hello, Wiscasotans. I'm Keith Uhlig in Wiscasota, Wausau, Wiscasota.
Keith, we're really pumped up here tonight because this is our season finale, the end of season number one for us. This is our 30th episode. Can you believe it?
No, honestly, are you sure? Are you sure we counted correct? Neither one of us are really great at math.
No, that's right. There were some bonus episodes in there too, but officially, this is our 30th episode. And gosh, we started our podcast back in the depths of the pandemic here. Let me see what the, I think our first episode, was aired on Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Welcome to Minnesconsin and Wiscasota.
Wow.
It has 48 listens.
48 listens. So this is... Do you think that, like, one person who really, really likes your voice, Mark, just listened to it 47 times?
No, I think we have fans all over the world.
I know we do. Yeah. I know we do.
And they're all interested in what's happening in Minnesconsin and Wiscasota, the culture of Minnesconsin and Wiscasota, this unique border community along the St. Croix River and the Mississippi River. You know, going up and down the from the Canadian border down to, we'll call them the Iowa Siberia.
Well, sure.
It's been a good ride, Keith, and I think we've done some interesting stuff here that some people have responded, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah. I mean. I don't know exactly how they've responded. I mean, I have an example. So I have come to, I've friends in Seattle. Can you believe it? In the PNW,
yeah.
Pacific Northwest. And one of those people is a cyclist that I found through this Facebook group that I do. And he's a Wausau native, and he says he listens to this, and he loves our accents.
That's great. I think that's probably what people listen for, our Fargo accents.
Right.
The famous Fargo accent. We should do an episode on that.
Do an episode on accents. We should.
Yeah, yeah. That
we should.
Looking through our episodes, Keith, we've had some... You know, what's your favorite episode been? I mean, we've got 29 to pick from.
There's a couple, I always like talking biking, Mark. You know,
right.
You know, I can go on and on and on and on and on about biking. But I think I liked our trips to Chippewa Falls and then, did we do Trempealeau too?
Yes.
I liked those.
Yes.
Those were fun.
Yes, and I think they're informative too to people who are, some of our listeners who, you know, might want to go on a quick road trip or something, weekend road trip mm-hmm. into Minnesota or Wiscasota, and they can use them as a little bit of a guide and bring their bike along.
Yes.
I like music, Keith, and I think one of my favorite episodes was our episode number 5, Prince and Polka.
Oh, really? That was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I love talking about music, writing about music, listening to music. And, you know, boy, Prince is one of the best. And I love polka, too. I would say I love dancing to music, but I'm a terrible dancer.
I think, you're good, Mark. Yeah. I've seen you out on the dance floor, and I am impressed.
Another favorite episode of mine was when, your wife, Chris, came on the air, and we talked thrift stores, and gosh, you know, I love thrift store shopping. You hate it, but Chris loves it, so I've got somebody to talk to about thrift store shopping, and I think Chris will have to be a guest every season.
That's what I think, too. In fact, I tried to talk her into just replacing me, because I actually liked that episode a lot, because it was really easy. I just was able to just sit there and listen to her talk about... Now, she has a voice for radio, and she does not like her voice very much, and she was like... She cringed a little bit. I'm not sure that she ever listened to it, but I really enjoyed it. I really liked it.
Well, that episode had 23 listens. Okay. So that's about average, I think, for our episodes. You know, I think most of these episodes get 20 or 25 listens. So that was a good one. We've also had some other guests on the Minnesconsin and Wiscasota.
Brent Peterson.
Yeah, we had Brent from the Washington County Historical Society.
Yeah, and, yeah.
We had some technical difficulties with that one.
We did, okay.
But it was a very informative, and it was from, you know, the capital of Minnesconsin and Wiscasota.
Right.
Stillwater.
Right.
And, you know, nobody knows Stillwater and Washington County history better than Brent Peterson, so.
Nobody, no way. And also, he talked about their new history center that has opened. So we should do a remote sometime. We got to go there.
That's a great idea. Yes.
Yeah.
We got to go there to the new Washington County Historical Society building because, interview with him, he was filling us all in on it, and it sounded fantastic.
It's gotten really good press coverage in the Twin Cities area, and it looks fantastic. I haven't been able to get there yet, but that's on my on my hard to do list for sure.
We'll put a link up on our Facebook page to the Washington County Historical Society, and our listeners can find their way there. Definitely, if you're taking a trip into the Minnesconsin or Wiscasota, find the new Washington County Historical Center and find out what the history of this area is all about. Keith, you talked about remotes. We've done a couple of remotes too, haven't we?
We have. You just reminded me of it. I actually think that might be our favorite, is the bike ride across St. Paul. That is my favorite. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. And our producer, Jennifer Moore, went on that with us. And,
she kicked your butt on the, hill was that, Mark?
The hill coming up out of the Mississippi River Valley.
What little town out of the...
That was coming out of Lilydale, the late, great Lilydale.
Yeah, Mont de Lilydale, and she left you in the dust. That was a high point of my entire year.
Then we went to the St. Paul Farmers Market, and we talked to some people there. And
the guy with the shirt.
What was the shirt again? I can't remember it.
Was it something to do with like a radioactive and something with a cow?
It was a cow. Yeah, there was a cow involved.
Yeah,
in his T-shirt.
And he was from, was he from Spring Valley? Is that right?
Yes, that sounds right. Yes.
And I didn't know where Spring Valley was, and I was chastised heavily by my sister who listened to that episode, and she goes, "How could you not know where Spring Valley is? We pass the sign every time we drive into the Twin Cities."
Yeah.
And I realized that's where Crystal Cave, Crystal Cave is there.
Yeah.
So I've actually been there, but you know what?
I've been
I'm heading into dementia here, Mark.
I've been into the A&W in Spring Valley. They had a great A&W. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's still there.
A&Ws are good.
Of course, we've talked about cheese and bratwurst and all kinds of different food. And those are always good topics. And coffee, of course, Keith.
Yeah, coffee's my thing.
And donuts.
Donuts is your thing.
That's right.
Donuts are your thing.
In fact, coffee we had a remote from called A-Side Bakery in St. Paul. And that was a bonus field report that we did.
Oh, yeah.
And that was published in October, October 10th. And people should keep an eye out for that as we sampled one of the newest brewery slash, I don't know, bakery slash restaurant over in on the West 7th neighborhood of St. Paul. That was super fun.
That was that, you know, I think it I would call it a coffee shop slash restaurant. And then they bring in pastries from another bakery, Way Bakery, right?
Right. But they're also planning on, you know, making their own beer. And when we were there, you're right, it was a more of a coffee shop situation. They're still installing the kettles and brew equipment and stuff like
that. I think we ended up kind of starting at breakfast and then ended up getting lunch. And Chris and Jen had appearances there, too.
Oh, man. Our, well, future Keith, a future remote. We have to do something, you know, from that heart of Wiscasota, you know, Wausau, Chippewa Falls, something like that. Yeah. Eau Claire.
Yeah. Eau Claire would be a good one.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
It's a little overdone. It's a little trendy now, a little hipsterish, you know? Thanks,
thanks to your favorite singer, Justin Vernon.
Yeah, thanks, Justin Vernon. No, actually, that's really cool. Justin Vernon has been a really a boon for that area.
Yeah, he has. There's a kind of a trio of guys in Eau Claire, and I don't know the other two. One is a publisher of a great magazine called Volume One, and the other one is, I think, a software engineer. There's some software company now in Eau Claire that has brought a lot of jobs to that area.
Wow.
And so the three of them are kind of buddies, and they've all kind of worked together, and there's been some great changes in Eau Claire, so that would be something we should explore, Keith.
We should do that. We should. Okay, so that's... Are you writing these things down, Mark?
Yes, I am, yes. Eau Claire.
Okay, good. Because I'm not.
Eau Claire road trip. Minnesota, Wiscasota, full episode field report from Eau Claire.
Excellent.
Gosh, any other... you know, we always like doing field... or you know, reunion episodes in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we'll definitely be in the Twin Cities and Stillwater, of course.
Yeah, yes. So we have to do a field report, you know, live episode from the New Washington County Historical Society and Eau Claire. And, of course, like I said, the Twin Cities. There's just so much going on there. It's such a huge engine of Minnesconsin and Wiscasota.
Yeah.
That it's always ripe for exploring. There's always something going on there.
Something that, happening.
That we want to share with our podcast listeners.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
The I definitely need to get up to Duluth. I'm starting to feel a real pull to Duluth again, Mark. I've been up to the Lake Superior region. I went to Washburn. I've been to Saxon Harbor, along the southern edge of Lake Superior in Wisconsin, but Duluth is calling me, so I'm going to try and do that.
That's right, Keith. You got to get up here to the Nick Moore Hotel and we do some mountain bike riding in the just the great trail system we have here in Duluth. I've been exploring it, you know, nonstop over the summer. You know, I try and get out of my mountain bike two or three times a week and find new trails or just go over the old ones, you know, and just hone my skills so I don't fall and break my collarbone again.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a travesty, Mark?
What's that?
I have not been on my mountain bike once this year yet.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's That's one of the great failures I've had this year. I've been very disappointed in myself on a number of fronts. I've only been wild swimming once, although I have one planned for Monday. And then I've done quite a bit of cycling, but nothing real basic cycling.
Yeah.
And quite a bit of running, just daily kind of stuff, which is fun and crucial to my mental and physical well-being. But I haven't had too many adventures, although just last weekend, my friend Bob and I, has made an appearance in the Patterson Park one, and we need to get him on it.
He's been another guest, yeah.
Yep, he's a radio guy, by the way. He worked in radio for like 20 years, so he really knows his stuff about radio, which maybe that's why he doesn't want to be on our show very much.
That's right.
But he and I did some cycling from Mount Horeb to this little place on the Military State Trail west of Barneveld, and this is all west of Madison in the Driftless area. Fantastic ride. It was really terrific.
Yes, that sounded great. I saw that on your Instagram feed. It looked pretty cool.
Yep.
And bike riding. We could do a whole season on just bike riding, you know. And but that's not the kind of guys we are, Keith. We're well-rounded individuals, and we like to explore we like to enjoy the entire culture of Minnesota and Wiscasota.
I think we need more biking, though. Definitely need more biking.
Yeah, a few more episodes on that. I think our listeners will appreciate that. And it gets you into what I like about biking, Keith, is it gets you up close and personal with the area you're biking in. You know, when you drive through, you're just not going to see the things you see when you're on a bike, and you go too fast. And when you're just walking, it takes too long and it can get tedious and you just don't see enough. Biking is the perfect speed for exploration.
I also, for me, what I like about cycling is that it can be anything you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of like much of the biking that I've been doing this year has been not commuting to work, but doing a lot of like grocery shopping, running errands and stuff. And that has been a lot of fun. And I like that because I feel like I'm saving time because I don't have to go to the gym. You know, basically going to the grocery store is my workout. So that's saving time. And then also, you know, not spewing carbon monoxide into the atmosphere and contributing in a small way to global warming.
Yeah, it's a whole lot more fun hopping on your bike and riding down to the corner store and picking up that half gallon of milk, then getting in your car and schlepping over there and parking and
More fun. Maybe that's the number one thing.
Yeah. So we've got, we've talked about some things that worked. What about some things that haven't worked on this podcast, Keith?
I just don't like the sound of my voice, Mark.
Well, we went over that, and I think nobody really likes the sound of their voice. It's good enough, and you don't sound like Bob Dylan, but look what Bob Dylan did with his voice. So
that's true.
You know, I think one thing that hasn't worked on this show is the microphones.
We've had some major microphone fails.
Both of us have purchased expensive podcasting microphones, the same kind.
Right.
And we have just been unable to figure out how to use them. And there's only like three buttons on these microphones, and we still don't know what they do.
Right. Yeah, that's been a real... Yeah, the technical issues. So I keep telling you off air on, anybody who listens, I really want to learn how to edit audio. I want to kind of do some things with audio, get more creative with the field reports, edit things. And I have not done that in any way, shape, or form. And that's a disappointment. But
Well, that could be something to work on for season two is, yeah, figure out how to do a field report with, you know, multiple edits or something like that.
Right.
Our producer, my wife, Jennifer Moore, who's just been a saint in dealing with our technical ineptness, has put together some pretty good sounding podcasts. And she's done the best she can what would you call it? Just the inept recordings that we've made here. That's for sure. And I think, Keith, I think this is our 30th episode. And I think I just discovered how to turn on this Yeti microphone.
Well,
so there's a good chance, Keith, that we may have recorded like 29 episodes with a Yeti microphone that wasn't on.
That's just... look, I think you set expectations low, you know, and then go from there.
I guess, yeah. It's we'll get it good. We'll get it right in season two with this Yeti. We'll get our money's worth out of these Yeti microphones. Oh, my gosh. I think actually a couple of the episodes where Jen supervised us, the microphones were working. But
those were okay?
I think so, yeah. But
okay.
Yeah, I think the vast majority of them, the microphones probably weren't, or at least my microphone probably wasn't even on.
I'm not sure. I think mine was okay. I don't know. You know, one of the things, Mark, that's been interesting, and this is, you know, I think both of us were thinking, you know, when we conceived of this, is that it would be real conversational. And it is, right?
Yeah.
But every time we do this, this is a really strange phenomenon, and I'm gonna try to work on it. Is you'll notice like I have trouble finding words. Or it might sound like I'm having a stroke or whatever, or I stutter a lot, and I get nervous for this. Uh-huh. And I don't. I think that inhibits the conversation sometimes, and I don't know how you overcome that.
Experience that you
keep
just
going.
Get more comfortable with it and
keep going.
And it's definitely our 30th episode is better than our first episode, that's for sure. And
I think maybe so. The first episode was pretty funny though, wasn't it?
But I mean as far as technique and you know, just style and use of technology, hopefully you know, we've improved some since February of, 2021. That was our first episode. Yeah, that's right, February 2021. So, and that, like I said, was in the depth of the pandemic. And, you know, we're coming out the other side now. And, I think that'll open us up, Keith, to doing some of these road trips and joint projects where we're in the same building together instead of, you know, I don't know, how far are we? About 4 hours away? 4 hour car ride? 200 miles?
For me, it's a 4 hour drive. For you, it's probably, what, 2.5?
Yeah.
Mark has a lead foot, guys.
Yeah, you can drive faster, I guess. I don't know. I think it's about 200 miles, something like that. So
it's a ways.
From Duluth to Wausau.
It's a ways.
Well, let's wrap things up here, Keith. A big thanks to, you know, to Jen, who has been, like I said, a saint for producing this and putting up with our nonsense.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Jen.
And thanks to our listeners for, you know, sticking with us and you know, always... tuning in whenever we put up a new podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Brent.
Yep. Thanks to our guests who have stuck with us this first year, and we'll try and get some new guests for season two. We've got a few people in the works, and then there's always somebody who will crop up and go, "Hey, that'd be you'd be a great guest." So we try and be spontaneous here.
Yes.
But yeah, let's, and we haven't even talked about walks with Henry, Keith, or our field reports in the essay booth with the squeaky door. Oh, man. It's always fun to kind of work on the essays and do little field reports. And Keith, I know you enjoy walking with Henry.
I have to walk with Henry, otherwise Henry becomes just a pain in the keister.
So a big thanks to Henry, too, for...
Thanks, Henry, for keeping me fit.
That's right, and for keeping everybody entertained. Let's sign off here, Keith, with Jerry and Earl and the Bartender Polka. We'll see you in Season 2 on Minnesconsin and Wiscasota.
Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Minnesconsin Wiscasota Podcast with your hosts Mark Niklowski and Keith Ulig. Got a question for Mark or Keith? You can email them at mnwipodcast@gmail.com. That's mnwipodcast@gmail.com. Or you can share your thoughts on the Minnesconsin Wiscasota Facebook page.